Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. An analysis of felony second offense marijuana possession in Milwaukee County has found a troubling pattern. Of the 95 stops where no other crime was being committed, 86% of the people arrested were African American.
The number is startling in a county where African Americans make up only 25% of the population. Gretchen Schultz is the executive director of the Wisconsin Justice Initiative, which conducted the research. Gretchen, thanks so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thanks for having me.
So what prompted this analysis?
You're talking 2 years ago. I think it was just because data is so hard to come by. And we just wanted to see what was going on. There has been an effort, the state public defender requested in its last budget request that second offense marijuana possession be reduced to a misdemeanor. And it didn't get included in the governor's budget. It has gone nowhere. And we started wondering who got arrested for second offense marijuana. Which second offense possession of any amount is a felony in Wisconsin.
Any amount at all?
Any amount, from 0.01 ounces to, eventually it comes intent to distribute, but any amount, the most minute amount. We heard one story from a lawyer who told us that the officer scraped a few remnants off a car carpet so the person could get busted for second offense marijuana.
Who is getting arrested for these second offenses?
Black men with car problems north of I-94 in the city of Milwaukee.
Very specific.
Very specific. It's amazing how specific. We did a total for 2015 and 16, and these are cases where second offense marijuana possession is the only charge. We didn't want to litter the background with possession of a weapon charges, fleeing, bail jumping. And these are just second offense. So we've got a total of 95 cases, 89% African American, 9% white, and 2% Hispanic in the city of Milwaukee. Of the 95 cases, 76 were in the city north of I-94.
How do those numbers compare with the makeup of the county in general and the areas where they were arrested?
Certainly where they were arrested were heavily African American. But in some cases like Wauwatosa, I remember this case very well. The complaint said a man who was African American was driving westbound on West North Avenue. So the officer ran his registration. And he had an outstanding municipal warrant or something like that. So you wonder what prompted this officer to run a person's registration just because they're driving westbound on North Avenue in Wauwatosa. To me, it kind of smells of driving while black. A lot of the stops were for car problems, non-functioning taillights, parked too far from the curb, tinted windows. One was, he was parked at a gas station, and yet he wasn't purchasing gas. How suspicious. Let's roll up and smell marijuana, which is another amazing impact. Milwaukee police have highly, highly trained noses because they are always smelling marijuana in these traffic stops, which leads to a search.
Yeah, so what do they need in order to search, just to be able to smell marijuana?
Yes. There are a few cases where there were consensual searches. One can argue when you're stopped by a cop and they're saying, hey, we want to look through your car, how much that consent that is. And Milwaukee police supposedly have stopped doing consensual searches. But they need very little. Smell of marijuana. I don't know. How much does 1/10 of an ounce of marijuana smell?
Yeah.
Milwaukee police can smell it.
So when you look at the rationale for why most of these black drivers specifically were stopped versus the white drivers who also had these felony offenses, what was there a difference or were they similar?
I think the real difference is that white drivers weren't stopped. I mean, that to me was the most significant thing. Are we saying that white people don't smoke marijuana? People south of I-94 don't smoke marijuana.
How do these numbers compare with what we know about marijuana smokers in the city of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County? I know there's not probably a lot of hard data, but what we kind of know.
Well, nationally, the rates of use of marijuana among blacks and among whites are pretty similar. There might be a few percentage points different, but it's not reflected in these numbers. I do believe that African-American drivers, because of the high poverty rates in those communities, are more likely to have minor things wrong with their cars. But I think in a lot of other communities in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, you'll find that as well. But it's still the African-American drivers who are being arrested for second offense marijuana. I mean, I have genuine respect for John Chisholm, but charging these cases is just something I really disagree with him on. We don't need to make felons or create another felony for someone just because 10 years ago they had some other felony. The district attorney does say he doesn't like to make a person's first felony a possession of marijuana felony, but I'm wondering why because someone had a felony 5 or 6 or 7 or 2 years ago, having a joint is a felony today. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So we were talking before the interview about kind of steps moving forward, and it seems like there's some, not pending legislation, but some talk of decriminalizing marijuana.
Yes. There was, last session, introduced in the legislature bills to decriminalize and to legalize cannabis, and they went nowhere. Republicans bottled them up in committee. So we believe, and fortunately John Weishon believes, County Supervisor John Weishon, that people should have a say on it. So he's introduced a resolution calling for an advisory referendum in November on marijuana legalization. With any luck, that will at least start a discussion and let people have a voice in the matter. The legislature obviously doesn't want people to have a voice in the matter, so we're turning to local officials for help and allowing people to speak on this issue.
Gretchen Schultz is the executive director of the Wisconsin Justice Initiative.